Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to KingScottRadioTV.com. Today, we're going to be hosting our final broadcast for 2023. We want to thank all of our listeners, and just to tell you that we love you, and we appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to be hosting today at my Father's table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Now, just so you know, there takes a lot to run a radio station and an add-on with a TV station. So this isn't done by myself. It's done with the delicate teamwork of Pastor Carrie Scott. She's not in the studio today, but she wants to send her love as well. That's the kind of person that she is. Stay tuned. We're going to bring the subject matter to you in just a moment. KingScottRadioTV.com at my Father's table. It's been laid upon my heart to talk about anger. If we can somehow manage to get this one emotion under great control, life will somehow be better. We're going to bring you the scripture from Exodus 34:6. What is anger? Why do we get angry? Is anger always a negative emotion? Why does God get angry? These are some of the questions that we're going to be addressing in this particular sermon. And again, this is KingScottRadioTV.com at my Father's table. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. To give this subject matter the proper platform, anger is a response to an assault. Someone attacks us, and one or other options take place. We get angry. We lash out. We run from a minor irritation to an intense rage of fury. Anger. As human beings and Christians, we struggle with any anger that we feel, the effects of which makes us angry, has one or more pinpoints. It damages our feelings. It injures our mindset. So getting control of this emotion is paramount. If we can do that, oh, so many things can be handled. If we can learn as Christians to turn it over to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so many things would turn out well in our favor, in our lifestyle, in the way that we treat people. That's ultimately what's important. Anger is a natural and very complex human emotion, characterized by feelings of displeasure, hostility, and some strong emotional responses to a perceived threat, injustice, or frustration. It is a part of a broader range of human emotions and can manifest itself in many ways, ranging from mild irritations to intense rage. Did you know even infants get angry when you hear them cry out? It's something that is bothering them. Maybe it's a wet diaper. Maybe it's a bad taste in their mouth because you're feeding them. The infants. The Bible says that we're born into sin, anger is a form of sin because it causes you to act differently from the way you would want to act. Some people walk around angry all the time. You know what I'm talking about. They call it having a chip on your shoulder. But unfortunately, this is a human emotion. It's something that happens within us. And trying to get a handle on that emotion is why we're talking about it. First, you must identify it for what it is. Everyone carries a degree of anger in them. You do enough things to a person and they will be angry at you. Specifically, this is why God teaches us to pray. And that is the solution across the board. But how do you get there? Someone does something to you. You don't say, hey, let me stop and pray. It doesn't happen that way. There's that rage that comes out where you feel like you have to lash out and let them know how you feel. You didn't appreciate the comment. You didn't like their actions. You take offense to the way that they're treating you one way or the other. Those are some of the characteristics of anger. And when we deal with it for what it is, we can become more successful at controlling it. That's why we're talking about it. We want to go into 2024 with a new handle on our anger. If we can do that, if we can improve on that, we, being Christians, will be better people, better representatives of Christ Jesus. That's the ultimate goal. This goal never gets old. This aspiration to be a better person never dies out until the end. I mean, the real end, when you transition from this life to the next. You see, in that next life, anger is oblivious. It's not there. It's peace and harmony and love. But how do we get there? What do we need to do here first? Getting control of our anger is very, very important. So we must strive for that mark of life to be more Christ-like, to be centered in such a way that you can be pleasant, even when you're being abused. You can somehow say, let me pray first. It takes training. It takes time to develop. It's not an overnight success. It's something that you have to put into your psyche and then exercise it. You see, my beloved, anger can be a benefit to you. Now, I know that sounds weird. Let's just keep it simple. But do you know that when you stand for something, you have a boundary that you choose not to go across? You choose not to do certain things because you have a standard in life? That standard comes from the Bible. It gives us instructions as to how we should live. So all anger is not unhealthy. Some of it's very healthy. I don't want anyone coming to me personally, Pastor Scott, and say, let's go rob a bank. I don't want that. I don't want to be associated with such a thing. And I have to be strong enough to tell that individual, hey, that's not what I'm about. I'm not going to put myself in those situations. If you choose to do that, you go right ahead. But for me, I choose not to do that. And that is said in a very serious tone. Some would perceive it as being angry. Sometimes you would even raise your voice to say, no, I'm not about that. You have to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And you're not here on this earth to be angry at people who want you to do bad things. You have to pray for them. Some kind of way you can maybe help them understand that that is not what the quality of life that you stand for, and maybe you can influence them. It's possible. We're supposed to love one another. I would not suggest to anyone that you should go and try to rob a bank. I care too much about the individual, whomever I'm talking to. But it goes deeper than that. You see, in this human flesh that we dwell in, it can get irritated by the least little thing. Some people would use a word like being petty. I don't like the way this person does this. I don't like the way this person does that. We all have our likes and dislikes. How do you manage that? How can you get across to them that you can be who you are, but allow me to be who I am? I choose not to try to hate. I choose not to denigrate people. I choose not to use language that is offensive. I'm not always successful. I mean, we do want to keep it real. What I can tell you is that I'm getting better because I'm practicing it. I'm trying to understand that this flesh that we live in, that we dwell in, is confused from the heart matters to how we treat people. And ultimately, we're here to learn to be better. Going into 2024, you want to try to be better. You want to control your anger in such a way that it is an example to humanity. It is a guide to how we can be more polished for Christ Jesus. It is a mission that we set upon. You may never complete it always, but the fact that you're trying to makes a difference. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about anger, it has to be managed. It has to be circumvented in certain instances that the things that you do exemplifies Christ Jesus. Going into 2024, can you be better than what you are? Can you be a little more patient? Can you be kinder? Can you put down some of the old ways of your life as someone else tries to put down the old ways of theirs? We're all in this together. We're all on the same team, but we're all at different levels. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to take a musical break. We're going to let some of this sink in. We're going to let you reflect on how you can improve on your anger as I reflect on how I can improve on mine. We're all striving to be better. Some are going to get there faster than others. But the Word of God is our way. It's our truth. It's our light. Stay tuned. Our musical break is going to help you out, give you a guide to a better prosperity within yourself. KingScottRadioTV.com at my Father's table. Thank you.
the wrong thing to do. I'm so afraid, afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Yolanda Adams said, "Open up my heart." Well, let me start with me. You see, this complex world that we're in breeds anger. We've talked about healthy anger and negative anger. What are we carrying over into 2024? I said, let me start with me. So I want to apologize for all the things I did in 2023 that disheartened anyone, from the youngest to the oldest. I want to be better than what I was. If you can find it in your heart to forgive me, I said, let me start with me. You see, this mechanism of anger can go either way. And I, too, have to get better control. Boy, I just got a call in from Pastor Carrie Scott, and she's going to be coming into the studio to finish this broadcast with me. So you all just bear with me for a moment. See, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you some information, we have what we call a cyberspace ministry here. At My Father's Table reaches 1.6 million people, and the audience is broad, so we can broadcast over in foreign countries. Wherever there's an internet connection, we can spread out. And we like that simply because we can reach more souls. And every so often we get calls in, and when people express different aspects of what this ministry does for the people. And that's what we're here for the people. So we're going to pause here, and we're going to get Pastor Carrie Scott in the studio, and we're going to bring some more joy. I hope you can hear it in my voice, because it's always a pleasure to have wisdom with you. It becomes a good sidekick. It makes you feel warm and fuzzy, and I like that feeling. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We now have Pastor Carrie Scott in the studio, so we're going to turn it over to her and let her give you her spin, her feel about anger. Pastor?
Yes. Hello, everyone. I am Pastor Carrie. We, of course, have been coming, Pastor Scott has been coming from the book of Exodus 34:6, and we are talking about anger today. Anger, that thing that can come at the spare of a moment, at the time when we least expect it, anger can set in, and we have to know how to control that, Pastor Scott.
So we were talking about the characteristics of it. I was actually apologizing to our community. You know, you come across people all over. I mentioned to our audience that we have 1.6 million listeners, and they can hear us in the deep parts of Haiti if they have the internet connection, and Australia, and certainly the United States and Louisiana, California, anywhere that there's the internet. And you can also get it on your cell phone. So, Pastor, what I would like for you to do is to talk about your experiences, because men and women are very different in their anger. Sometimes when men get angry, we want to be physical. Sometimes when women get angry, they want to put their hands on their hips and give you a piece of their mind. It varies as to how we manage it. And that's what we're talking about bringing into the 2024 season.
Yes, absolutely. Men and women do react differently, and sometimes we react the same way to anger. Like you just said, Pastor Scott, that women sometimes show by outward expressions, by putting their hands on their hips, or, you know, putting their head out and putting their head up and shaking their head, shaking their fingers, things like that. Those are all ways that we show anger. in and of itself, those things are not wrong. Those things are not bad. They are just outward signs that we do to show that, you know, we're upset at the person or at the event. And we do that. Men, like you said, can sometimes come across being in anger with being physical. That's never acceptable for there to be any physical altercation of any sort. From a woman's standpoint either, it's never acceptable for a woman to lash out with a physical thing. You can do all you want to do, put your hands on your hips and touch yourself, but you're not to touch that other person. And so that's where you draw the line.
So the characteristics that we were talking about is what we are trying to focus on as to how to manage this. And this is considered a sermon because we're talking the realities of us getting dealing with healthy anger, because some anger is healthy and some anger is unhealthy. But Pastor, we're going to give you the microphone and let you take it in the direction that you feel like you want to, because overall, we want to be better going into 2024.
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely. You know, we always say that we want to change for the better, and it takes practice and practical things. We ask God to help us, and He will give us practical things because we are, you know, living beings, and we're going to have to do some things in the natural state. So sometimes things such as taking a deep breath, sometimes stepping back from the situation and saying, you know what, let me just go and, you know, get some fresh air. Let me just go sit for a while and ponder and just be quiet and not talk about this. Let's just table the, if you're with someone and it's with someone that you're angry with, you can say to them things like, let's table this. Let's come back to it another time when things are a little bit more calm. So knowing that when you start to feel like you're out of control, that there are things that you have to do to say, you know what, let me step back from this for a moment or two and then come back to it when things are not as, it's not so fresh, it's not so new. And so you can come back in a different mindset when you do that.
I often pivot to adults, and I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that even infants get angry when they are crying. They're saying something's wrong. I'm not happy anymore. Well, the same applies to adults. When we get angry, we don't cry out like a baby, but we do lash out, and some of the characteristics of managing that anger, staying calm, being the professional that you should be. But most of all, Pastor, it's being Christ-like, because there are instructions for anger as to how to manage them. Can you touch on some of those subjects?
You're absolutely right. You know, we need to be Christ-like in all things. And sometimes we slip, and I'm not going to say that we don't sometimes slip and get out of that, which we know is not what we know what we're supposed to do. We know what Christ-like things are, and we know how we're supposed to do that. And so when we step out of that, we have to immediately be able to rise above that place. You know, hey, I'm really sorry. Please forgive me. Lord, help me. Just some things you can say. And when you say those things, the Lord will help you. And when you actually step out of yourself and allow that calming nature that Christ can give you, you can come back to being Christ-like. But if we step out, which we so often do, we can then say, hey, help me, Lord. And then apologize to the person if it's someone that you have said something to that's offhand or out of hand. Apologize to them immediately rather than having your pride just continue to keep you in that place of anger. And I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to act like I don't feel guilty. But the Holy Spirit will definitely bring you back into a place of surrender and submission if you allow him to.
And oftentimes, Pastor, we are provoked. I mean, that's the reality of this world that we live in, the flesh that we are bound to here on earth. We are provoked to doing things that are not good. But someone has to be reminded that the Bible is prevalent. Mm-hmm. It's what makes us different. And even being a Christian, that can be challenging sometimes, that people say things to you or they feel a certain way about this, that, or the other. We can be provoked into disagreements that lead to arguments where it breeds anger. So we don't want to make it seem like it's not, let's see, what would be the best word? It's not pushed on you. But if you pray, if you attend those Bible studies, these are things that you can do better. And then after you do some of these things, you actually put it to work, because there's no need to read it and then don't apply it. And application is very, very important, because there are consequences to one's actions. And as we move into more of the 2024, we're not quite there yet, because this is our last broadcast here in 2023. We have to practice what we preach, what we stand in the pulpits and talk about. We have to be examples to that. And there's no big I's and little U's. And all of us can be better at it, because none of us are perfect with it. Pastor?
Yes, absolutely right. The thing about it is that, yes, if you are not being filled with the word daily, weekly, if you are not getting that which the word helps us to get through things that are challenges in life with, if you're not filling yourself up with that, then you're going to have no place to go but to the worldly ways of dealing with situations. But if you have, like Pastor Scott just mentioned, been involved in Bible study, going to a Bible teaching church, being in, the Word for yourself, and just reading, letting that Word saturate you, that when you are faced with situations, then that's going to come forth. Yeah, it does not mean that we're not going to get angry, have that emotion come up, but we will not act. We will be, what does the word say? We will be angry, but sin not. And so that's the thing. We can control that. And so there are ways to handle it, God's way to handle it. Even if it means walking away, even if it means just being quiet and silent, or if God gives you something to say, if it's from Him, it's going to not come out in a worldly way. And I have to always go back to the book of James, even though we are coming from the book
Exodus.
I'm sorry, out of the book of Exodus. I have to go back to the book of James, which it says that, my dear brothers and sisters, always be willing to listen and slow to speak. Do not become angry easily, because anger will not help us live the right kind of life God wants. So we have to continually come to the word, have that word come to us. And so those times when we're most provoked, we have to be able to hear and be quiet before the Lord, and then allow that word to have us then be speak, to be to then come forth and speak.
You know, Pastor, I can remember you telling me a story. We're going to offer you up first. Telling me a story, and you were in church, and this individual came up and was speaking to you harshly, mm-hmm. and I think she pushed you in the head.
Yeah, she touched me. She actually laid her hand on me. You laugh now. I can chuckle, but I'm still like, you know.
That the anger, and I'm bringing this up for a reason. See, Satan will attack you in many different ways, and you have to be ready for that. Now, your reaction to this was on point, but the fact that this individual, and we're going to save her, this individual knew she was stepping and crossing that line. You don't go and touch people in an inappropriate way. You just mm-hmm. don't do that. She certainly knew better, but she did not do better.
Right.
And your response to that was what it should have been, but you still don't like it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, people say, well, this doesn't happen to the pastor and doesn't happen to the clergy and all this. Yes, it does. I just recently was involved in a debate myself where I felt that the customer service with this particular individual was lacking. And I made it very clear to her that, you know, I'm your customer. You're not supposed to treat me that way. So it happens to us because we're in this world where our naturalness comes. So when it happens to you, don't think it doesn't happen to others. You're not on an island. And that's why Exodus talks about this. And that's why James talks about this, because we have to continue to practice the right behavior, because there is no fighting in heaven. You're not going to go up there to be incarcerated or get into fisticuffs with someone. So this practice ground that we're on, we have to get to that and use it. And I'm saying that to say one thing. You have to practice what you preach. If you're reading it, then you also have to be able to live it. And that's the testament that we all have to aspire to if you consider yourself a Christian. If you don't, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But mm-hmm. overall, if you consider yourself a Christian, then these are the attitudes. The Spirit will lead you. And this is why earlier we was playing Yolanda Adams, "I Offer My Heart," because that's where it comes from. Your heart has to be calmed down sometimes because of the feelings that you have towards people when you know they are doing you wrong.
Absolutely. And when I think back on that situation, too, it was nothing but the calmness of the Lord that kept me from dealing with it from my physical place. Because all I could see in my thought pattern was, you know what, I'm going to go for her and I'm going to handle it. And we can always say we can handle things in the flesh. But I knew that because of my position, it doesn't, let me go back to something that Pastor Scott alluded to. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you are a pastor or a first lady, whether you're a deacon or a deaconess, it doesn't matter. Your title matters not when it comes to things happening in the world. It just doesn't. But what does matter is that the spirit of which you carry that title. So the spirit behind that title is what really counts. So I was a first lady at the time, and I was not pastoring at that time. But I just, all I could think about was, in my flesh, what I wanted to do to her. But then what stopped me was a spirit, which said that, no, you are higher than that. The spirit is better than that, and you are not going to react. Because there would have been so many people who would have been looking at me and what I was doing, and I would have been just acting like some regular street person, handling it the way that my flesh wanted to handle it. So the spirit calmed me down, and I looked her straight in the eye, and I said, you will never, ever touch me again. And I walked away, and that was what I needed to do. That's not what I wanted to do, but that's what the spirit told me to do. So I thank God for that. And again, sometimes we don't want to do something, but we have to allow the spirit to speak to us and him tell us what it is that we're to do.
So the purpose of this particular sermon, Bible study, whatever you want to call it, is to be better in 2024. We want to strive to reach that mark, the examples that we have within the Bible. And let's be clear, and let's be very, very honest. All them apostles weren't so cool, calm, collected.
That's right.
I think, what, did Peter cut off somebody's ear?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus had to heal it on the spot? So, you know, we're going to go through these trials and tribulations, and that's just what they are. But striving to be better, not perfect, better than what we were. And I believe in my heart God can appreciate that, because it requires training. It requires things that we may not have expounded to yet, but we can get there, and we need to get there together. As I mentioned in my last broadcast, I don't like to see pastors bickering and this and that and calling each other out and all this kind of stuff. That's not what we're here for. And they do know better. Whether they will do better is up to them. But we all have free will. God gave us that. So as we move forward into 2024, try to do something that will make you a better human being here on earth. And then when you move to that next level, that welcome.
Yes.
Well done. You would have earned it. It's not given to you. You would have earned it. So, Pastor, we're gonna allow you to close us out and finish us up. We're so glad that you were able to get to the studio with all the duties that you have. And we're appreciative of your efforts as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to end this, if the listeners could just hear me out with this. And I want to say that it is important that to recognize that anger itself is not inherently bad. It's a natural emotion that serves a purpose. However, understanding, managing, and expressing anger in a constructive way are essential for maintaining healthy relationships and overall well-being. And that's what the Lord would have us to do, is to take into consideration all of this and manage anger in a way that He would be pleased with how we're handling it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So again, I am Pastor Carrie Scott, here with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. We are from KingScottRadioTV.com. This has been another broadcast, and we are speaking from the ministry at My Father's Table. Thank you for listening. We pray that you will have a blessed day, a blessed night, and that you will go into 2024 with a new understanding of what it's like to be more Christ-like, even in the tough times that push us to a point of being something less than what God has called us to be. But we're going to rise above that in Jesus' name.